This week is Catholic Schools Week for many students in New Hampshire Catholic schools. That means some unusual classroom activities, from food drives to snowman-making festivals. For faculty, though, it's a chance to reflect on the state of the school district and some of the challenge it faces. And joining me now to do just that is Father Dennis Audette. He's interim superintendent of schools for the Diocese of Manchester. Welcome to All Things Considered.
It's nice to be with you, Brady.
We've seen in recent years, we've seen parishes closing, consolidating. And is there anything that the school district needs to do to make sure that you don't see schools in the coming years consolidating or closing?
Yeah. Well, we're having our issues. There's no question about that. The economy is really making parents have to make choices. We want to make our schools affordable and accessible throughout the state of New Hampshire. And that's not the case right now. In the northern part of New Hampshire, for example, we have no Catholic schools available anymore. And that's a major change from many years ago. So we really need to review where we're at right now. And I think especially to really reach out to parents who really could benefit and have their children benefit from our Catholic schools.
In the last legislative session, lawmakers passed a bill that would allow businesses to get tax credits from the state as they put money forward for scholarships for students who were attending. It could be private schools, but it could also be private religious schools. And I'm wondering if your schools have seen any effect from that bill yet.
Well, it's rather new as we see it right now, but we are delighted that the public sector is interested in helping our parents to send children to our Catholic schools so that we're not just tuition-driven as we are right now. Any kind of assistance would be helpful.
You wrote last month a letter to parents in the aftermath of the shootings at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, talking about school safety issues. And in that, you said that you had asked principals to review school safety issues and try to address them going forward. What are you finding?
We're starting to get some of the updated emergency plans in right now. They're all due at the end of the month. And many of them have reached out to local law enforcement to really help and be assistance. The protection of our children is number one.
You wrote on the district website that your students are, and I'll just quote, in a society in which attitudes toward Christian values are often challenged. And I'm curious whether that's changed as I'm thinking about same-sex marriage and same-sex relationships. Mm-hmm. Has the way that you approach those kinds of issues in a Catholic school changed as the Catholic position is no longer necessarily the majority position?
Well, there's no question about the fact that many things are being redefined right now. But we go back to our basic understandings of what we believe as Catholic people the Lord is asking of us. We want to have that conversation. We want to be Catholic, and we want to invite everyone to participate in Catholic education. But there are certain very important tenets of our faith that we never compromise.
Father, thanks so much for your time today.
It's been a pleasure, Brady. Thanks for having me.
Father Dennis Audette is interim superintendent of schools for the Diocese of Manchester.